Blog Talk Radio.
TGIT, thank God it's Tuesday. How's everybody doing? It's me again. It's Travis again. If you're new to the podcast, if you're new to Shibola, real quick, Travis Martin lost over 100 pounds on the program, kept the weight off for many, many years. The program transformed my life, in profound ways. Come off all prescription medications, stayed off those medications. Now, tens and tens and tens of thousands of other people over 20-year span have joined me. To date, we've been recording weight loss, our members' weight loss, for about 4 years now, a little over 3 million pounds recorded, and that's probably only about 20% of the pounds that have been lost, you know, Pareto's law, 80-20 rule. So only about 20% of our people are journaling and recording their weight, so there's no telling how many pounds have been lost. So on this great Tuesday, TGIT, thank God it's Tuesday, let's do this. Bless the name of the Lord. Ain't God doing some great things? He's doing great things in my life. I hope he's doing great things in your life. Hey, as we get started here, you can feel free during this podcast to call in. You can call in with the following number, 929-477-1287, 929-477-1287, 929-477-1287. We would love, if the Lord put something on your heart and you want to testify, we would love for you to call in. We'd also love to answer any questions you may have. I hear this a lot in class. Well, after class. I should say after class. I'll say, why didn't you ask that in class? That was a great question. And they'll say, well, I was afraid it was a stupid question. And I'm not one of those to say that there are no stupid questions. Sometimes there's just stupid questions. But I won't make you feel stupid because sometimes I ask stupid questions. But I will ask, why didn't you ask that in class? Well, I thought it was a stupid question. I was embarrassed. Well, here you can call in anonymously if you'd like and ask me questions. We find it very difficult to stay in our lane. I have a boss, happens to be my wife, and she says, stay in your lane because that's where you're best. You can do things in that lane that we can't do in that lane. You let us in, you let us have the other lanes, the support lanes and things like that, because I get a lot of emails, a lot of text messages, nutrition questions, behavior modification questions. Program works. I love answering those questions, but sometimes it gets where I just can't get to them and it hurts my heart. That's why we try to do and perform live weight loss broadcasts, podcasts. We try to meet people where they are, and we do those so that people might be able to ask me those questions and me get them answered if they don't want to talk to one of our mentors. We have mentors, happy to mentor you with your weight loss. We've got mentors that are ready, willing, and able to help you, but sometimes you want old Trav to answer it. Well, this is a good time for me to answer those questions. So feel free to call in today and even testify. Tell what the Lord's done through you and to you with this program. 929-477-1287. I think we've got a good one today. It seems like we have a little different audience with the podcast than we do with the live videos. Not that there isn't some crossover, but it's just interesting to me how some people prefer the podcast, how some people prefer the live videos, how some people prefer in person. It just lets you know there's a lot of different personalities. And we're going to try as much as is within us to meet you where you are based upon your state of mind and your personality. And we're going to do that more today on this podcast. We're going to be talking about this, one might call it a reason, one might call it an excuse. But we're going to be talking about this thing that we hear a lot. And I know if you're a Shibboleth member who's been successful, you hear this a lot. No one will help me. I'm just not getting the support, or I'm confused. No one will help me. And if I could just get some help, I could do this. But no one will help me. It's too hard. It's too confusing. I'll never be able to do this. I want it. I want to lose weight. I see people around me losing weight, but nobody will help me. We've all been there. So we're going to tackle that today. We're also going to tackle and talk about the welcome email that everyone gets when they sign up for our program. That was another thing I asked my staff before I come on here. I said, what are you hearing? What are you hearing frequently? And you wouldn't believe it changes week to week, but it seems like there'll be a theme. That week you get all kind of questions, but there'll be a lot of them that's on one theme. And this week it's no one will help me. I'm confused. I didn't get any information on how to start. They just took my money. And by the way, it's not much money. It's not. If you're new out there, don't listen to them. It's not much money. It's nothing comparable to other programs. It's nothing. And it doesn't even cover the cost of admin. So you can imagine on our end, when we think our heart's in the right place and we hear, they just took my money and run. I don't know what to do. You know, I want to address that. And I want to talk about what you do get that helps you get started. And if somebody has input out there and you can tell us how to do it better on a shoestring budget, we'll do it better. We'll do it better. Because doggone it, the goal is to be uncommon. The goal is to be special. We want to be a special program. So far to date, thousands and thousands of Phase 1 badges have been earned. People watching the Daily Doses, taking the test, passing the test, and earning their Phase 1 weight loss and wellness badge. And when they do that, they lose more than twice the weight as their counterparts who don't invest the time in those just a few short videos to learn the basics of the program. If you want to lose weight, if you want to come off prescription medications, watch the Daily Doses, take the test, pass the test, and earn the badge. It's transformative. What's magical about a digital badge that I earn? Nothing. It just signifies to you and to us, hey, I got the basics down. Now if I'll just apply it, I can get my life back. So we're going to talk about no one will help me. We're going to talk about the email that everyone gets. Want to also, bear with me as I look this up. Oh, yeah, I want to congratulate. I don't know if she's listening, but maybe you know her and you can congratulate her too. Kathy Edwards. Kathy Edwards just celebrated her one-year maintenance. Congratulations, Kathy Edwards. I don't know if you're listening, but we're so proud of you. How much did she lose? What kind of weight loss has she maintained? 10 pounds? 20 pounds? No way. 110 pounds. So congratulations, Kathy. Great accomplishment. Not everyone does that, will do that. Everybody could, but everybody doesn't. You did it. Dogged determination, one-year anniversary. Congratulations, Kathy Edwards. So here's what we're talking about. Again, one more time. If you want to call in today, 929-477-1287, testimonies, questions, ideas, just want to fuss me out. Hey, let's give it a whirl. It'll be fun. All right, so here's the deal. No one will help me. I want to read you some scripture. Can I do that? I'm going to. John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, of the halt, of the withered, waiting for the moving of the water. So see if you can visualize this. Here's these people. They're all sickly, missing limbs, can't walk, blind, pitiful, impotent, can't hear, can't see, all kind of things going on there. And they're sitting around because they've heard, been told, seen, witnessed, whatever, that if they wait on the moving of the water, they'll be healed because of this. For an angel went down at a certain season, not daily, but seasonally, into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, I guess it turned into, I don't know, you can look up the history. I'm going to give it to you the way it's been given to me. I guess it's like a hot tub. There's a bubble bath going on there. I don't know. But the water's troubled. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he or she had. And a certain man was there, which had had an infirmity 38 years. So 38 years this guy's dealing with obesity. He's dealing with his infirmity. 38 years he's dealing with this problem. And he's just sitting there during these certain seasons, waiting on this angel to come and trouble the water so that he might get in the water and be healed. But apparently he has a hard time walking. He can't walk. So when Jesus saw him laying there and knew that he had been now a long time in this case, sitting around waiting on the troubling of the water, he says to him, "Will you be made whole?" Be quiet, Siri. "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered him and says, "Sir," now he doesn't know this is Jesus. This man does not know that this is God. This is God in the flesh. Doesn't know. He says, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steps down and gets in front of me." And Jesus says unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Let's look at this. Jesus sees him laying there. The man doesn't know who this is, doesn't know it's God. And the impotent man answers, says, "Sir, I have no man." He said right, didn't he? This wasn't no man sitting there. This was Jesus. I want to tell you this. If you've been battling this 38 years, 8 years, whatever it's been, and you keep looking for old Trav's help, you keep looking for a family member to help you, you keep looking for a peer to help you, well, you might be looking for quite a while. Somebody might get in front of you. They might get to the head of the line. You may not get the help that you need. So therefore, you just sit around and wait. Let's just lay here. Maybe next time I'll be able to get in the water, but who knows? Maybe life will get in the way and I won't be able to get no support, get no help. Listen, he said, "I don't have anybody to help me," not realizing who he's talking to. But Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Could I tell you, rise, take up your excuses, get rid of them. Quit laying and wallowing in your excuses. Quit sitting on the pity potty of life. Get rid of that. Stand up like a man or woman that you are, a Christian man or woman that you are. Stand up. Get up. Get up off your arse and move forward. Make progress. And it says here, and immediately the man was made whole. He didn't have to get in the water, did he? He didn't have to wait on anything. He'd been waiting all these years. He didn't have to wait on anything. He just needed the Lord to speak to his heart. And he gets up. He don't even know it's the Lord, but something spoke to his heart. Some authority spoke to his heart. Get up. He gets up. He takes up his bed and he walks. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured. So now they're looking at him. He's been sitting there 38 years. Couldn't figure this thing out. Couldn't figure out how to lose weight. Couldn't figure out how to get all them prescriptions. This man has been talking about losing weight for 38 years, and now he's lost the weight. Took up his bed, and he walked. And on the same day, so the Jews asked him, "What is going on? It's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. You're working on the Sabbath." And this man that was once laying there crippled, he says, he answered them, "That man, he made me whole. The same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Look, he healed me. He fixed me, and now he tells me to take up my bed on the Sabbath and walk. I don't care what your rules are. I don't care what your laws are. I could care less that it looks to you like I'm walking on a Sunday, and I could get in trouble for it, or walking on the Sabbath. I realized in that day it was probably Saturday. He says, I get that. He says, I get it, but here's what you don't get. Somebody just spoke to me and made me whole. So I'm not really interested in your rules or your laws or your fake nutritional news anymore. I've been made whole. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed didn't know who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. In other words, there was a lot of people there. He wanted to get out of town without being noticed after he'd done this great healing. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. Jesus finds the man that he made whole, finds him in the temple, and said unto him, listen, after he made him whole, he found that man where? In the temple. Maybe part of this is that every time you and I lose weight and we make some progress and we relapse, maybe it's because after we lose the weight, we maybe should stop patting ourselves on the back and give Jesus the credit for our success. Maybe that would help a little bit. Maybe that would prevent a relapse. If Jesus might find us in our prayer closet giving him honor and praise for helping us lose weight. So Jesus finds this man that he made whole in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Now, here's what I want to say about that. This is the way it comes to me. This is the way it convicts me. Don't know if it will help you or not, but it helps me. God's done so much for me. And sometimes I fail to thank him. Jesus is telling this man, I made you whole, but now you're going to have to quit that sinning. Because if you don't quit sinning, something worse than the previous state that you were in might befall you. How does that apply here, Travis? Oh, here comes the hate emails. I can see it coming. Yes, food addiction is sin. Sin, the way I understand it, as an adult now, not as a kid. As a kid, I understood sin differently than I do today. Under mom and daddy's roof, I understood sin different than I do today. I understand it for me this way. God loves me. And when I sin, God's not in that because I'm going against myself. I was created in the image and likeness of God. That's why he told Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, isn't it? That's hurtful. It's painful to kick against the pricks. See, when I do things like yield to a food addiction constantly, I'm hurting myself. Now, I had type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, acid reflux, depression, high cholesterol, no self-confidence, no self-esteem. Man, I was in a mess. And the Lord helped me. The Lord fixed my case. If I hadn't got a hold of that, or I go back to that old eating lifestyle that I had, the type 2 diabetes that he healed me from will become something worse. Can I get, ouch, amen? See, these are things that I did to myself. I went against myself, went against God's will for my life, hurt myself, not because I eat a red velvet cake one time. I was eating junk every day. We're allowed to enjoy food from time to time, but it can't become at the epicenter and center of your life. You cannot allow that. If I continued to live that way, even after he'd healed me, if I had relapsed and went back to my old ways, stopped living with self-discipline, let me tell you what would have happened. Type 2 diabetes would have come back and eventually become type 1 diabetes. That's not what anybody here wants. That's not what we want. That's not how we want to live. The Bible gives us story after story after story of folks that went through the same types of things that we're going through here today and shows us the way out. the way away from obesity and all the unintended consequences that come with it. See, this man, he'd been dealing with it 38 years. 38 years just sitting there waiting on somebody to help him. Just sitting there pleading, begging, waiting on somebody to help him. Waiting on the right season, waiting on life to quit getting in the way. The whole time, the entire time, he could have had faith in Jesus, took up his bed and walked. We've got a caller. Let's see who's with us. Hello. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Oops, guess I lost him. All right, y'all. So let's take up our bed and walk. Now, how can we take this and how can we apply this to our situation now? So the team, all right, they're telling me, Travis, here's something that needs to be addressed. People are saying they're not getting any help. What do you mean they're saying they're not getting any help? Is somebody reaching out to us and we're not booking the appointment with them? Is somebody reaching out to us and we're turning them away? What are they talking about? No, they're just not reaching out. When we reach out to them, we say, why don't you get started? And people will say, well, I ain't got nobody to help me. I don't know what to do. Well, that's impossible. Let me explain why it's impossible. Bear with me just a second. Bear with me. You're going to have to bear with me. I hate it when there's a lull. Hate it when there's a lull. Bear with me. Okay, I'm looking at the email. Sasha says, I said, please send it to me. Send me what they're getting. They sign up. What do they get? What do they get? They're wanting to lose weight. I get it. Here, they found this program on the internet. More than likely, somebody in front of them has lost weight and has referred them. And here we are, and we're at this crossroads. This person's ready to get started. They're ready to sign up for this lifestyle. What's going on, Sasha? Sasha says, well, here it is. Here's everything that we send day one. And we can send more over time, but here's what we send day one to get them started. Can't give it all to them because it's such a big program. And it's a learning program. It's going to change their life. And she says, number one, it gets lost in spam or their promotional folders. That's one reason they say they didn't get any help, is because it can get lost in their spam or promotional folders. But it does go out, and then we try to walk them through it, and they say, well, I'm confused, and I don't understand it. Here's what you get. Dear person, dear new Shibola family member, welcome to the Shibola family. We're excited for you and the journey you're beginning. The next few weeks are going to be some of the most rewarding of your life. All right, we're starting off positive here. You have made the first and most important step. All you need to provide now is a wanting and willing heart to make small changes daily that take you right to your goal. So let's get started. Attached, you'll find a welcome kit and guidelines. Number one, an information sheet, general overview and guide. Number two, your progress profile. I want you to set that up. Begin recording your weight and measurements. Number three, acceptable grocery list for the beginner. Number four, categories and food combinations. Number five, starter week meal ideas, just meal ideas for your first few days while you get started learning. Number six, client, most important part to us, client care contact information. And then she walks you through it. Website information, set up your profile. Number two, daily doses. 5 to 7 minute videos. Watch the daily doses. It's going to teach you why we're telling you to do what we're telling you to do. Your journal. If you bite it, you write it. Weekly timing chart. Live classes. How to get in a class. Resources, recipes, and videos. Tons of them. Tons of them. You could watch the daily doses and be done with us and change your life. You need more, want more, want to further your education? Limitless videos. challenges for those times when you hit a wall or plateau or just lost focus and need to get back going. Tons of challenges. We call them wow challenges, war on weakness. Now it gets to the more important part, one-on-one mentor appointments. One-on-one mentor appointments. Who does that? Who does that? At any time during your membership, you can schedule a free call with a mentor. Our certified mentors are people just like you. They have earned all the badges and have made permanent lifestyle changes. They are ready to help you. Schedule this appointment at www.mentor.jimbook.com or follow the link on our homepage. More important, Facebook. Look out for an invitation to our private Facebook page. We're a community helping each other, and our robust community page will provide inspiration, support, and motivation. You can also request to join at facebook.com/groups/MySubola. Then you get the welcome kit, welcome email. So Sasha tells me, folks say, I can't do this because this is not a whole food program. Well, time out here. What do you mean not a whole food program? You mean because we allow you to have stuff that you're having anyway? You can certainly get rid of all that and make this a whole food program. What's not whole food about egg whites, chicken breast, turkey breast, fish? What's not whole food about that? What's not whole food about steak? What's not whole food about spinach and squash and turnip greens and green beans and cucumbers and tomatoes and bell peppers and sugar snap peas and celery, broccoli, asparagus, cabbage, mushrooms? What's not whole food about corn and potatoes? What's not whole food about these things? What's not whole food about berries, apples, oranges, grapefruits? What's not whole food about this? I don't understand it. You're actually starting with a whole food program, and if you want it to be organic, spend the extra money and buy these foods in their organic, all-natural form. But what about those people that say, I can't afford to eat organically? Well, we have solutions for that too. All you have to do is have a willing and wanting heart and come go with us. Folks aren't coming and going with us. I want you to come and go with us. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony C. Davis, sir. How you doing?
I think I know you, sir. How in the world are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Travis?
Good, man. Good to have a familiar guest on the show. Everybody, this is Tony Davis. I hope y'all don't go look him up and put his picture beside mine. Anyway, how you doing,
please,
Tony?
Doing well. I thought I'd just tune in.
Come on. I seen you doing those. You showing off, man. You showing off. I seen you doing them inverted push-ups against the wall. What the heck? How you going to show off like that, dude?
Well, it starts with a foundation of nutrition. So you taught me that.
Yes, sir. It does. And I have to say, my man, you're looking good. How many pounds have you lost?
15 since January. I'm in maintenance right now, and again, I'm doing well.
Yes, sir. So, hey, Tony, you might have something on your mind and heart, but while I got you, I'm gonna have questions for you. But what's on your mind and heart today?
Well, I was just listening in at your show and thought I'd call in. I didn't know I'd actually be called out, but I appreciate you. And I'll just say for the information that you all share, it's amazing information, amazing value. And, you know, people are always going to have excuses. I've had mine. They'll always try to find a way out of something that's going to be good for them. But you all offer tremendous value, tremendous information, and I appreciate Shibola.
Thank you, sir. You know, Tony, we appreciate you too and what you stand for. Everyone, Tony's going to be modest, but you know, Tony's a man of God. He pastors. I guess you're still pastoring, aren't you, Tony?
Yeah, unless they got rid of me since last week.
not they ain't voted you out yet, huh?
No.
Just in case, you never know who's listening. If you don't mind, tell everybody where you pastor and when you meeting times and days are. You never know.
Yeah, Glad Tidings Church of God in Christ, located in Cedar Town, 703 Robert L. Fox Boulevard. And our motto is, we are better together.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. Cedar Town, Georgia, everyone, my old stomping grounds. And Tony's not only a man of God, he is an exercise enthusiast, and he looks the part, too. Tony, when I met Tony, Tony's definitely buff. He's a muscular fella. And the thing that I don't know I ever told Tony directly, but when I seen Tony, I was like, you know what? If I had that muscle with my nutritional knowledge, son. And because muscle, and Tony, I think you'd agree, muscle's harder to put on than fat is to cut.
Oh yes. And I will say, you know, and this is something I've learned, you know, with my situation. I looked healthy, but I wasn't healthy. You know, I've always had an athletically built body, but I wasn't healthy. And so your program is helping me tremendously because the basics of a great health is nutrition. So it's one thing to look healthy. It's a totally different thing to actually be healthy on the inside. A lot of people want to focus on the outside, but health begins on the inside.
Well, let me ask you this. If you don't want to answer some of these questions, I understand. But since you've lost that 15 pounds, so here's the way for those listening. A lot of times, I know when I lost some additional fat, people said, Travis, you look like you put on muscle. And I said, I've not put on any muscle. In fact, I probably lost some, but because I got rid of the fat, now you can see the tone. So I look like I've put on muscle. Well, you already had the muscle. So you start doing Shibboleth, and you're preserving your muscle, and you're starving off some fat. So you got rid of 15 pounds of fat. Can you see more definition in your body?
Oh, yeah, especially around the midsection. Because, again, I've always had, you know, I guess since junior high, you know, wide shoulders, slim waist. But as I got older, the waist started to expand. So now I'm getting my waist down. I'm down two pant sizes, still not where I want to be, but a lot better than where I was. And I haven't lost any muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not a big guy. I don't think I am. I'm like 215 now, but
a muscular.
I try to stay. Yeah.
No, he's gonna be modest. He is, man. He's jacked. Y'all, he's jacked. Don't listen. He's modest. He's jacked. Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
Well, again, I'm just concentrating more on my my waistline now, and actually being conditioned. You know, my stamina. I like for my stamina to be better. I don't run. I need to start running, but. Again, the foundation of any great program is going to be nutrition. If you don't have nutrition, you're really not necessarily healthy. I wrote a book, or I'm actually in the process of writing a book now, and one of the sessions or section is on nutrition. And that's what we have to deal with, nutrition. Nutrition is the key. Drinking more water, eating more fruits and vegetables, and your program has it all.
Well, thank you. And Tony, you're also doing some stuff. And we're working together on some stuff, just so y'all know. I don't know if you were on the other day, but when we did the exercise class, we had several people asking, when are y'all going to do online exercise? And Tony and I are actually working on some stuff together to make that happen. But Tony's already doing, I think it's called, it's Workout and Worship, Workout in the Word, right?
Well, the brand I'm working on is Protect His Temple Fitness, and by your approval, nutrition powered by Shibboleth. So Protect His Temple Fitness, nutrition powered by Shibboleth, and I'm still working on that brand, but nutrition is the key through Shibboleth.
And if somebody wants to watch some of the stuff you've been doing where you take the Word of God and then you – then after you have this devotion time with the Word of God, then you do some exercise and show them some different exercise stuff. How would they find that?
Okay. Well, that's on the same page on Protect His Temple Fitness, but I do that on Thursday and Friday mornings at 9 o'clock, and that's actually the segment that I call Workout in the Word. I do a quick devotional, take a piece of scripture and expound on it, or I may just read a scripture, and then I go into a short workout. So it usually lasts for about 10, maybe 15 minutes. I try to keep them short. And that's on Thursday and Friday mornings at 9 a.m.
Thursday and Friday mornings at 9 a.m., Protect His Temple Fitness, and we're going to do nutrition together. And, you know, Tony and I are going to divide and conquer. I'm going to keep focusing on the nutrition. Both of us do nutrition. Both of us work out. I'm going to keep focusing on nutrition, and Tony's going to focus on the workout, and we're going to keep pushing people back and forth and make things happen. But, Tony, any advice to the folks out there that want to start working out? Where do they start? Where would you suggest they start?
Starting at your own pace. First, check with your physician to make sure you're healthy enough to work out. And then start where you can. I do sometimes extreme workouts for somebody my age, and I know everybody's not capable of doing that. But anybody can, you know, walk. Anybody can, you know, start walking down your driveway, walk a few times around your house, and then go from there. And once you're able to do that comfortably, then expand on something else. It just takes getting out and starting to move.
Yes. It's about getting blood flow back to muscle that needs to be reconstituted that you haven't used in forever. And Tony, something else, we haven't talked about this, but one of the videos that we did several years back, my wife and I, you know, usually I do a video or whatever, she's kind of shy. And we did a video in the house one evening, and we were cooking dinner, a Shibboleth approved dinner, and just having a ball, dancing around on the camera. I mean, we were being a husband and wife, having a good time, enjoying each other, living the Shibboleth lifestyle. And to this day, that's one of the most watched videos we've ever done. It was just impromptu, and we just put it out there. And the reason people said it connected with them was for the first time they realized Shibboleth could be something a family could do, and it could be fun. Well, I watched you and your beautiful wife on one of your videos, and she was exercising with you. And I thought, you know, everybody should see this because y'all found a way to work out in a fun way. I'm sure she had more fun than you did because she put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hope when you and I connect and get this going, I hope that you'll do stuff like that because even with me sitting there, I'm like, you know what? This is something that a husband and wife can do that's fun. Y'all are just having a good time. And you don't even realize you're burning calories when you do that stuff because you're having a good time.
Yeah,
do you do a lot of stuff together? Do y'all do a lot of stuff together?
Yeah, we try to go out on the weekends to walk or, you know, spend some time together because life can be hectic. Me as a pastor and she with the job that she has, we have to take time with each other. And part of that, again, is the workouts. Now, she doesn't work out as much as I do, but when she does, she loves to put on the gloves and swing at me. So I think getting some of her frustrations out.
I really enjoyed that. But you, it looked like you were getting more of a workout than her. She was getting to throw the punches, and it looked like she was popping them things pretty good.
Oh, yeah. She popped me a couple of times.
a lot of fun. Tony, you have anything before we go that you'd like to share with everybody? Anything else?
No, I just say, again, I appreciate your program. And to anybody that's even thinking about Shibboleth, giving it a try, don't just think about it. Go ahead and do it. Again, for the value that they offer, the support, tremendous support, tremendous program. And as Travis was mentioning, you know, some people are concerned about a whole food program. You know, take what you can use. I mean, this has been successful for a lot of people. I think about Joe Height, who's lost, I believe, 280-something pounds. In a year?
200. And I believe it's, last I looked, like 245 pounds, and dudes kept it off, too.
Okay, I was thinking like 280-something. But anyway, again, and if I'm not mistaken, that was without working out. You know, that's just using your program. So
just
the program speaks for itself.
Yes, and it's good, though, Tony, you know, it's good to have, I mean this, it's, you called in, you said, you know what, I had 15 I wanted to lose, and I lost the 15. We also have people, you know, people look for a way out, like you said. We have people say, well, all the results that I hear about are from people who had lots of weight to lose, so y'all can't help me, I only have 10 or 15 to lose. And that's not true. That's as important to you as it is for someone that's got more to lose. You really want to get that off. And I tell people the principles of nutrition that are going to help you lose weight, those principles are the same no matter how much you weigh, you know?
And let me just say this, even if not for the 15 pounds, it's just for the nutritional aspect of it. I mean,
yes.
People able to eat properly and then still enjoy some of the foods that they love, but eating them in the right portions at the right time. You know, if it's not for the weight loss, the nutrition value is key.
Yes, I agree. Well, man, thanks for calling in today. We appreciate you doing that.
Well, I thank you. I didn't expect to be called out, but I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad I got you on here. We got some folks when you post that always tell me, you know, they'll ask first, is he a preacher? Yep, he's a preacher. Back when you post stuff, I say, he's a preacher. Sounds like a preacher. He's a preacher. And they just love, well, they love your the way that you have about you, especially when you do the, at one point when you're putting out those little videos encouraging people. That's good stuff, man.
Well, I appreciate you, Travis, and you and Sasha and the rest of the team. Have a great evening.
Likewise, man. Take care.
All right. God bless.
See you, man. All right, y'all. That was Tony Davis. And by the way, if you want to look up our friend, you can go to Facebook, Protect His Temple Fitness, Protect His Temple Fitness, Tony C. Davis, and look him up, check him out. I know that you're going to be hearing more from him. He is really getting the Shibboleth nutrition part down, and he's going to be showing some of y'all how to work out, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And talk about advanced, this dude was standing on his hands doing push-ups. So, cool guy. So, everybody, look, you just heard again. Yesterday, you heard from people that had a lot to lose and have been successful. Today, you heard from somebody that, hey, I just did it for the wellness aspect of it and lost 15 pounds. So, regardless of your situation, there's an opportunity for you here to meet some goals. If you won't continually try to talk yourself out of it, come up with reasons and excuses like this man in the story in the Bible did about people getting in his way, people getting in front of him. At what point, hey, here's another good thought for you. At what point, let me digress a little bit. Let me just be hard on you. Let me tell you like it is. Plain talk is easily understood. If you want to accomplish something and you're going to need help to accomplish it, you're not going to be able to be sheepish. Well, that's just the way I am. If people don't recognize me and they don't point me out and they don't chase me and try to help me, Tony will know what I'm talking about. Some people want you to chase them to make them happy, and it's almost impossible to make them happy or help them. They don't even show a willing and wanting heart. They just want to sit there with their arms crossed and somebody to read their mind. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If anybody here is in ministry, you know what I'm talking about. These people that, hey, they say, prove to me you can make me happy. Prove to me that you can help me. Prove to me that you can support me. And they're not even saying it out loud. It's going on in their head. And they expect you to just be able to mind read and meet them where they are and help them get up and help them get moving. You say, well, the Lord did. The Lord pointed that man out. Well, he's God. He even knows the intent of one's heart. I'm going to give you another thought about that. If you want to be successful in this life, You may be a person like this person. There was a man who was of short stature. He was of short stature, little tax collector. He heard Jesus was coming. What did he do? He wasn't going to be able to see Jesus. He couldn't see over the crowd. Didn't nobody like him. He was a tax collector. He'd done a lot of wrong in his life too. Didn't nobody like him. They wasn't going to put him on their shoulders and let him see Jesus. So what did the little tax collector do? He went and climbed a tree. He climbed a tree so that he could see Jesus. And then he cried out to Jesus, worshiped Jesus. And Jesus said, come down. Come down from that tree. Jesus recognized him because the tax collector did what? Had a change of heart, humbled himself, climbed a tree, and looked above it all. Looked above all the haters. Looked over all the haters. Looked over all the people that would dissuade him. He looked over them all. Humbled himself, humbled his heart, climbed to the top of that tree, got Jesus' attention, and Jesus said, come down from there. I'm going to abide in your house today. Right? There was another man, blind Bartimaeus. He just kept crying, and they told him, he cried out for Jesus, cried out for some weight loss help, didn't he? He cried out. Some of you won't cry out. You won't even go to www.mentor.jimbook.com so we can help you. He just cried out. And you know what the crowd told him? And they'll tell you this too. They said, hush. I hope some of you understand this don't just apply to weight loss. This applies to life. This is how you break through plateaus, break through walls, have breakthroughs, have a setback, but then get up and make a comeback. This is how you do it. All these examples left for us. Let's abide by these examples. Let's understand that they're examples not just for yesterday, but for today. Blind Bartimaeus cried out and they said, hush, be quiet. You know how many times in my life I've been told to hush, be quiet. You're not good enough. You don't have the smarts. You don't have the intelligence. You don't have the experience. You're too old and have too much experience. You know how I've had young people tell me, you're too old. I don't want to listen to what you got to say in an indirect way. I've had old people say, hush, you don't know nothing, you young whippersnapper. You don't know nothing. Inexperienced. You hush. We don't like your accent. You're never going to amount to anything. Had somebody tell me the other day, said, I can't stand to see you on videos. Keep doing the podcast. You look like an old drunk. But what... I probably look like some uncle that was an old drunk. I don't know. But anyway, what do you do? What do you do? You just sit there and be quiet. You can sit there and be quiet, stay overweight, stay on all those prescriptions, not come go with us. We'll do you good if you come go with us. You can just sit there. You can sit there with your arms crossed, feeling sorry for yourself and everybody telling you to hush. Every time you try to speak up a little bit, they tell you to hush. In either direct or indirect ways. You can sit there. You can do that. Pout. Sit on the pity potty of life. Or you can do this. You can be like blind Bartimaeus and go, Jesus! I need you, Jesus. I need your help, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. God, I need you. And then when they tell you to hush, you do what blind Bartimaeus did. You know what he did? Bible says he cried out the more. Preacher told me one time, I was preaching to a hostile congregation. They were hostile. Boy, they didn't like me, and everybody in the house that did like me knew that the majority of this group ain't liking this boy. And while I was trying to do what God would have me to do, I got more and more sheepish because you could see their faces. Boy, they did not like me. When we got done, Pastor walked me outside, and here's what he told me. Pastor said, that's a good message, son. He said, the people didn't like it, though. He said, but it was a good message. And I said, they didn't like it very much. And he said, well, you're not here to please man. You're here to please God. Did God put that on your heart? Because I thought it was a good message. I said, God put it on my heart. He said, well, the next time the people set their face against you, and this is Bible, people, the next time the people set their face against you, he said, you don't back down. you set your face against them and you go harder. This is life, folks. Travis, I'm not built that way. You better start over then. You better start over with the chief cornerstone and rebuild yourself, or you're going to live out your days here miserable, not getting any help, not getting what you deserve and what's rightfully yours. You have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven. And I'm telling you right now, folks, I'm telling you, I believe this with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. The devil is using obesity. The prince of lies is using your food addiction to cause obesity. And that obesity is preventing you from taking your light and letting it shine before men, women, boys, girls, and changing this world. Because you don't feel as good about yourself. That extra fat that you're carrying around, you think it just harms your temple? No, it harms your spirit. And when there's an easy fix for it like this, shame on us for not using it and getting our life back. And when it doesn't take very long, think about Brother Joe High, who's now doing free grocery tours, just like I started. Somebody asked me not long ago, I'm digressing a little bit, but somebody asked me, I say long ago, it all starts running together. But they said, Travis, I want to do what you're doing. Can I do what you're doing? And I said, yeah, if God called you to do it, but make sure God's called you to do it, because if you're doing this for money, it ain't going to work. Well, they said, well, we got to make a little money, don't I? I said, yeah, you got to make some money if you really want to do this full time. Got to pay the light bill. I get it. You got to. I got to. I got big dreams, big visions that God sowed in my heart about this program. I'm not ashamed of it. Person says that they don't want more financing to live out their visions and to make those visions happen. They'll lie about anything. I need it. I need folks to help me. I need folks to help me see this thing through and millions of lives be changed and all of us blessed in the name of the Lord. I need it. Just like I want to look good naked. Hey, how many of you want to look good naked? You lie about that, you'll lie about other things too. But I've had people over the years, at one point we had over 100 weight loss coaches. I won't even tell you how that ended up. But people asked all the time, how do I do it? I want to do it. And I told them, I said, well, if you really want to do it, here's how you do it. And the first thing I told him to do, I said, here's what you do. You get you a little group, 3, 4, 5 people, let folks see you in the Kroger, taking them around Kroger, showing them how to combine foods properly. You show them how to be successful as you've been successful. You do what old Zig Ziglar used to say, you help other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And you set up a static time every week that you dedicate that time unto the Lord, because there'll be Saturdays. There's Saturdays I didn't want to go to the grocery store. I wanted to be with my family, but that was part of my worship. That's part of my service. And I'm going to show up every Saturday. Never took a dime. Never took a dime for it. Took people around the grocery store, shared my heart with them, got run out of some grocery stores, kept going back to new grocery stores. Then grocery stores would call me, begging me to come sell their products for them. And I just kept going. Nobody give me nothing. Every once in a while, I'd have some little brother or sister try to slip some money in my pocket. And I'd tell them I loved them and I appreciate them. Had somebody one time give me a goat. I think it was more for out of meanness than it was to help me, because I had to get rid of the goat. But that's what I did. I went to the grocery store every Saturday, with very few exceptions, for 3 years. Facebook wasn't even popular when I started. May not even been on the scene. I'd have to go back and look. Don't know how long it's been around. And I did that. And I told him, that's what you do. He said, well, I'm not going to do that and not get paid. And I said, well, you'll probably never be a full-time weight loss coach unless you go to work for some big corporation that teaches weight loss. Probably not going to happen. And then you think, nobody will ever want to come up alongside me and sew into this thing like I have. And then you have somebody like Joe Height. I had no idea that Joe Height was going to be different. I had no idea that he was going to be uncommon. 100 pounds gone, 150 gone, 200 gone, 245 gone. And Joe says, I want to do more with Shibboleth. What are you going to do, Joe? He said, you mind if I take people to the grocery store and help them? And I said, no, I don't mind, but I can't pay you. We're not in shape to pay anybody to do grocery tours at this time. He says, I didn't ask for no money. I just want to do it because I love it. And I thought, man, God's still putting a heart in people to help other people. So he did several, and I called him up, and I said, Joe, we got to come up with a way for people to give you love offering, because I've done that, and I know how hard it is. You're spending your gas money. He said, I really ain't even thinking about that. He probably will have to at some point, but you have people out there willing to help you, willing to help you take up your bed and walk. But you've got to be like blind Bartimaeus. You've got to keep crying out. And the more they tell you to hush and the more they ignore you, keep crying the louder. Don't hush. Don't shut up. You know that you were meant for more. You losing weight is not even going to be the destination. You can't even get started on your destination while you're here and a pilgrim in this land. You can't even get started in your destination as a wayfaring stranger. You can't even get started. Because you don't know who you are, and you won't know who you are until you fix this and you prove to yourself that you can do all things for yourself, because Christ will strengthen you to do it. It's through your weakness that His power can be revealed to others. So get up. Take up your bed. Get moving. Walk. We're getting ready to close out this podcast. And I don't know if Tony said anything or I said anything that got anybody's attention, but certainly hope that it did. Now, as we're getting ready to close out, and I give you some reminders today about what we got going on so you can get some help if you need help, it's not too late to call in. You can call in with testimony or questions, anonymously or not, at 929-477-1287, 929-477-1287. Got a little more time if you'd like to call in. You have some unction to do so. So let me close out with this. Where do I get help, Travis? Well, you just schedule an appointment or give us a phone call. That's what you do. You just tag us on Facebook. Never has there been so many ways to contact a caring group. Facebook. Our website, almost instantaneously, Facebook, our website, email, text message, so many ways for you to connect with us and for us to connect with you and get you to help if you'll just keep crying out. Get started. Go to www.myshiboleth.com. Get started. Let us help you. If you're already involved with us, and you've lost your way, go to www.mentor.genbook.com and get that appointment and get you some help. 3-day meal plan, 1-week meal plan, what do you need? We're here for you, thousands of meal plans. We'll meet you where you're at, help you get to where you want to go. We'll do it, but you've got to be willing, got to have that willing and wanting heart. Need us to resend your welcome email? We'll do it. Need a new Shibboleth birth date? We'll help you come up with one, help you return to zero and get started. We've got right now on Monday nights, we've got a new 4-week class going. We'll be starting others. We've got about 200 people enrolled in that. We've got Tuesday night class, 9 o'clock, for those people who have relapsed. They keep losing the weight but don't understand why they lose it and then gain it back. We're helping them through that in the name of the Lord. Him is our helper, helping them through that, learning how to have sustained its success. They've learned how to be successful, but they can't sustain it. We're helping them with those principles. We have Saturday morning new Phase 2 class topics every Saturday. Last Saturday was on exercise. We've had vegan and vegetarian classes lately. We've had classes on good fats. Whatever it is that you need, if it's reasonable, we're going to reach out to you. We're going to help you, but you got to want the help. And then you've got not only to know what to do, but you got to do what you know. So many people do know what to do. A lot of people don't. They think they know it all, but they don't know nothing. Some people do know what to do, but they can't get themselves to do what they know. We'll help you with that. So come go with us. We'll do you good. That's all I've got today. We appreciate Tony calling in. We appreciate those of you who listened in. I hope you have a spectacular day, a perfect day. We'll be coming to you later again today with a short live video on the whiteboard. It'll be a short one. We call those Daily Sparks. And we're still, if you signed up for the four-week class, exciting things going on. That group will start together and end together. And Sasha is sending out information. I texted you earlier today with information. We're going to support you like you've never. This is going to be support on steroids. So let us help you. We want to. This can be your year. You can get lean in 18. Goodbye, everybody.